Hello, Galen. I don't know why the call was disconnected.
All right.
Yeah, so firstly, I really apologize for that. Let me just take you to the second slide where actually we are having a discussion. So the second slide, which I'm seeing right now on the screen, that it starts from the track your shipment services, and the content is...
Yeah, so instead of the track your shipment, it should be services. Instead of track your shipment, it should be services.
Okay,
yeah.
And the
instead of it, like, you see, I only this red one, it's like,
because
the site, it's track your shipment. Yeah, replace
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Then below the text should be added.
Sure. This content will be replaced with the dummy one, which is already there. And as well as, beside that, we have the track with the some letters, so which needs to be replaced with the revision which you basically sent us, which is final mile expedite dock to dock moving, right?
Yeah, and also the pictures, I said those black ones I up put it there, you have to put it there because you can move it under it, it's different one, you know.
Okay,
it was original, so I put
the pictures you would like to be there.
Yeah, these icons, yeah, those black icons,
okay.
All of them. Four new icons and four new, like, the final my expedite, Dr. Doc and moving, yeah.
Perfect. So let me just go to the second slide, which is for the about us. And you mentioned that you will be sending us the video for that. So as soon as you give us the videos and the pictures, which needs to be updated there, we'll go ahead and update that, okay?
Yeah.
And the content
and
you
also the
mentioned... Yeah, the text is you already
about
mentioned.
The company.
So this will be replaced, and as well as the button needs to be hide. So this page will
yeah.
be okay once these three things will be made, right? Let me just take you to the
yeah.
other slide, which is for the benefits of working with us. And you mentioned the switch
yeah.
icons, skill drivers, human icon, additional services, price icon. Okay, so basically,
yeah.
in the skill drivers, you want the men to be as an icon on skill drivers, and the for the additional services, like basically we just need to switch the icons, right?
Yeah, you see the logic, like skill drivers is a human person, so like it should
got
be
you.
Like, the, you see what I'm saying, right? Like yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Got you, sir. Okay, let me just go to the second slide, the other slide, which is you wanted to hide, so that will be hide completely
yeah.
from your website. Let me just go to the, so the other slides are not the hide. Now I'm on the contact us page, which you are saying you want to remove the dummy content. Definitely, we'll go ahead and remove the whole dummy content, which you're basically right now seeing on your screen. And let me just take you to the other slide, which is for to hiding the some sections, the home, and add the hide. I got you totally. And now you're taking me to the about us page. On the about us page.
Wait, what about the you're missing the slide 7, like I would say. So I think you're switching, like, let's go back, like, switching icons, skill drivers, and the additional
yeah.
services,
yeah.
right?
So underneath
the next one, there is, like, this, yeah, the next one is the hide, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
And
then after that, we can next on the experience team, right?
No, the next slide, which I have, that is latest news today.
Hmm.
Yeah, so this needs to be hired too.
Wait, it's kind of strange.
Ladies,
you don't have the, we consist of experienced team?
No, like, I just have the slide after that is for the latest news today. And the two slides are not working here. It says it couldn't preview file. There was a problem.
Let me upload once again because it's like it's important to have. Can you close it and like let's do it all over again?
Sure.
Maybe you didn't. I'm gonna delete it. So.
Sure.
All right. So let me upload file once again. Let's try maybe. Please don't open immediately. Maybe.
Sure.
Time to. To be kind of uploaded, so okay, this one.
Once you're done, let me know so I can pull up your file. I think you are done with that.
Yeah, I done, so but yeah, let's try again.
Sure.
So the slide number 7.
Yep, it's working now.
So we consist of the experienced team.
Yes, sir. We consist of an
experience. I will provide the pictures of the, all those people, but he has to put the names, you see, and the position.
Sure. For now, we will be replacing the name. We will be giving the sections to these images. So once we are done with this part, once we are on the finalization of the states, then you can go ahead and provide us with the pictures. We can go ahead and replace all of them for you.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, but before that, please change the name and the,
yes,
all of this position. So all we would need just to upload the picture.
Yes.
And the last picture needed to be deleted because, like, I need only 5 people there.
Yeah.
And, like, you see below comments also, like, are you interested in joining our team? It's,
yes,
like, changing the name, hide, and move.
I do see that. Yes, I do see that.
Okay. You understand the comments, right? Okay.
Yes, sir. And the next one is
okay,
for
the next one is hiding. Testimonials hiding. After that, latest news also hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the get in touch with us, put the sentence, still have questions, no problem, send us message.
Okay. By the way,
you
like,
see, right?
I do see that. Yeah, go ahead, I'm listening.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I am on the contact us page where you mentioned the hide social icons, hide the footer, hide the dummy content. So these will be fixed for you. And now I'm just moving to the about us page, and where I am just seeing the couple of letters which needs to be adjusted as a replacement of the about us dummy content, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, I have one question for you because I do see that you provided us with the couple of letters which needs to be added on your website. So can you please confirm for me, like, who wrote this content? Like, is it by you or any professional, like, who is basically write this content before as well for the websites?
No, I just did it.
Do you know, like, how to write a content for the websites? Like, this is your first time, or you only have done it before as well?
Yeah. So I've never done it before.
Oh, so actually, let me just guide you one thing. Just the reason to ask you about this, because as soon as your website developed and we are good to go to get your website launched on search engine, and as soon as the Google will going to put your website domain name onto the search engine, so they will basically going to read the whole content of your website. And Google has there some algorithms which detects the complete content, and if the content is not according to the Google algorithm, so they will going to get the website down. So this is the reason I ask you that who wrote the content. So this is why we make sure that the content needs to be in a very professional way, because there are some certain requirements which needs to be added onto the website content. And as well as soon as your website goes live, definitely you will be in need of to get your website to be on top of search engine as well, right? So with this, if you are hiring any professional content writer, so he can just go ahead and write the complete professional content for you. Along with that, we'll be adding the keywords which will going to help your business to be on search engine. So let's say you're providing the services for the trucking, for the shipping services, and how it's basically going to process. We will write the complete content for you, and as well as we'll come up with the such keywords which will be according to the nature of your business. Let's say you secured the name of your business, right? This is the only way which people can find you over the internet. But besides that, if we can talk about the more keywords, more search, how people can basically find you. So with this, if you're hiring the any professional, so he will go ahead and add the keywords onto your content as well, which will going to help you to grow your business, and as well as the requirements of the Google will be adjusted as well with this.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I did it myself. Yeah, like, thank you for the information. So like for the future, of course, when I'm going to promote the page and like search engines and the keywords and everything, of course, I would need to kind of maybe adjust and add those words like as a search engine kind of like. So my advertising will go off the top. I know all you have to like pay for
like
it. And so the Google will promote it. Yeah.
Advertisement is something which you can do later on as well once you like basically feel like you need to promote that. But for now, you're creating the website, and in the next couple of days, you will be having your website on search engine, right? And if the content
mm-hmm.
is not according to the Google algorithm, so you will be, I can say, losing your business if the Google bot will going to recognize your content that is not according to their requirements. So this is the one of the reason as well to write the professional content, and the part is for the marketing purposes, so you can do it later on as well for that.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying. Like, I think I will do it when I'm ready to advertise it and so on. But for now, like this way, website will be sitting there. And the only way in the initial stage people can like read the contents from the business card I give or the leaflets or flyers, they directly kind of like put the like search like my company name, and then it will pop up and they will go directly to it, you see. But if like I would need like somebody like who is searching like for like tracking like or like whatever services, right? Like of course I understand my company, my website, it's not going to be on top 10 or whatever, because of the search engine kind of like the algorithm of the Google, he will not suggest me initially because maybe there is not enough of the information about my services or something. Mm-hmm. But all the keywords which I'm going to use in the search engine, they're all inside of this website. I mean, the services and what kind of services, like Expedite, Final Mile, and like moving and it, like and like that. But again, like I will do it like more... I probably would kind of ask some like professional kind of people to revise the website as soon as I decided to go advertising. But for now, as I explained earlier, initial stage, I just want this website to be there as it is, as we are doing now. And then I know that the only way customers can see my website is if they put my company name, just like AG United Group. .com. And then they can see, go to page, and then they can kind of see the services. Because like if I provide to somebody like the business card, and like they can read, and they go, okay, what is this company all about, and something, and they will go directly to the website, and they will read all of those things. Yeah.
I can understand, but how about the content, which is basically going to be searched by bot as soon as you're live? I'm not just talking about the keywords. I'm not talking about the promoting your business, growing your results. I'm just talking about the content, which is basically going to be on search engine as soon as you are live. And as I said, Googlebot will going to recognize the content, review it completely, and if that is not according to the Google algorithm, so this is something which makes you like in trouble. So this is why I ask you the first question, like who wrote this content?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the answering your question, like I just did, I'm not sure what kind of algorithms they have, like, I mean, like, all those pictures, I took it from the search engine again, and like, actually, I don't know why Peter, he didn't use the pictures, because I asked him, please search for similar pictures, but he put just my pictures, I don't know why he's doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he could.
Yes, sir. The picture is something which we can use it. Don't need to worry about the pictures. The only thing which is concerned about the content, because if the content is not according to that, so this will going to, like, makes you in trouble. So how we can do for you, we can go ahead and, like, how the process we follow to guide our customers to get their professional content so they cannot feel any kind of hassle in the future. So how can I do for you? What I can do for you, I can go ahead, and if you really want the content to be in a very professional way, so we do have the content writers who can help you out to write the complete professional content according to the Google algorithm needs. And as soon as you agreed upon to go with the content writing services, I go ahead and send you the complete content writing questionnaire, which you need to pull that out and just mention your requirements under that. So my content writer will going to go ahead and write the complete content for you, and we're going to send you the first draft of the content. And as soon as you give us the approval on that, then we can go ahead and upload that on your website. So with this, we will be getting some idea from your content as well, which you already produce, and the content which is basically provided by us will be adding the some words which will be helping you to like not to not face any kind of hassle about the according to the Google algorithm. So with this, you will be saving yourself with the search engine. Like Google has their rules, because there are a lot of people who are registering their websites on daily basis, and definitely you are one of them once we are done with the work.
So as I mentioned, like I'm not in position now to purchase any additional services yet, you see, from the company, from your company. So like, first of all, like I understand that like there are like algorithms or something, like, but I mean like I've seen like dozens of the websites and they had never had like any issues. From very primitive and simple website to very complicated where they use the professional services. So like my website is kind of pretty straightforward. There are one paragraph there, a couple of sentences there. And the pictures you said, it's not a problem if using like just from the Google. So there are no copyrights. If there is no issues, okay. In that case, like it's kind of like we don't have any issues, because I thought we have to use like to, like the pictures only from the database, which is kind of bot. But since Peter used the my pictures, meaning we can use the any picture like from the Google search engine. Yeah. So the for the Google algorithm, I've never read about it. But I can imagine, like, what is their rules? Like, for example, you cannot use, like, you cannot sell drugs. You cannot, like, do some kind of the things, like, which is not legally permitted, this algorithm. If you're kind of doing some kind of stuff, of course, they will ban the website. But my current website, of course, because I've read, I've checked maybe 10 different other websites just for referencing, how they did and what they do. And it's kind of like in the every industry, it's very kind of simple, straightforward. So I use that one. I'm not using something illegal. I'm not using bad words. I'm not using any kind of like some kind of things like which might attract attention from the Google. So
There are something which needs to be added at the back end of your website as well. Just to make sure that because your website will be there, along with your hosting server, along with your domain name. This is why we are basically getting the security just to protect our data, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is why I recommend you just to not face any kind of hurdles in the future once we are done with the work, because we are here to just do your designing, development, and deploy the website. And once your website is on Google, so we are not responsible for that if Google do anything with the website, with the content, with something. But this is why I am just suggesting you right now just to go with the content, which will help you a lot in the future as well. Once you make your mind to do the marketing and stuff, and as well as you will be not facing any kind of hassle regarding, as I said, the bot optimization.
As I mentioned earlier, so I'm going to do this one when the time comes. And once again, like if you look at the website and what I'm having now, it's really straightforward, simple, and like nothing much kind of some kind of breaking the Google's algorithm. This is really basic page about very like kind of the simple services and really like not so much of the information and like once again, like there are nothing like to worry about in terms of like the Google's algorithm, or they're gonna ban my page, or they're gonna close my page.
Let's,
I don't think so. Yeah,
let's do in this way as well, just for a more better clarification. Let me just have the content professional who basically wrote the content for all the websites, so he can just guide you more better about the things which basically we need to make sure that to be in the website, so you will be having the clear idea for that too. Okay,
so I couldn't understand, what are you saying?
Like I said, I will go ahead and have the content professional to be over the phone on this call, so he can just guide you more about this, so you will be having the more clarification about the things which is not going to be on your website, and as well as the revisions which you already mentioned in the document. I will go ahead and take care of that for you, okay?
So I don't have time now left to discuss all the like the content and whoever. Like I don't know if you could hear me. So like I will repeat myself. So once again, like please go ahead and transfer all the like the things which I asked to the Peter. And really, I want him to do it like as soon as possible, and like and contact me maybe tomorrow when he's done.
Like our every revision time duration is for 48 to 56 business hours. So you just provide me with the revisions. So with this, in the next 48 to 56 business hours, you will be getting the update from the Peter. And about for that, then you can go for more, like if you need any help or something.
Yeah, yeah, so let's do like that. Okay, so like please transfer to him 48 hours and like then I will contact him and we will continue the making some adjustment or something else. But other than that, like I'm not in position to discuss, all right, any other services.
Sure, sir.
Thank We're clear, you. Right?
Yes, sir. Is there anything
right,
else
right,
to help
right.
you with today?
No. I'm good. Thank you.
Perfect.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.